Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Hello everyone, this is Diane Bachberger and welcome to Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels a civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour as I take you into the fifth dimension beyond. And please go to www.earthangelsradio.com to get more information about me and many of the radio hosts we have on Earth Angels Radio. And we're also streaming live on Impact Player Music Nation, so please go to www.ipmnation.com. And you also, you know, find out more about the radio shows there. Today is Wednesday, July the 11th, 2011. Many gateways opening up today, especially over the next hour, so that's very fortunate. We're going to be talking about flow revitalization and this changing and rebuilding state and phase that humanity is going through. And it's also a morning stage. And by morning, I mean that morning means to give off or to release, and not like, well, it may be in a way grief, but I don't want to use the word grief. They're giving up karma and the trouble that they've had in 3D, but along with this, you know, can come drops in moods because there are extremes in 3D. And it's giving up the memories and addictions because they have taken in a lot of the dark light and are giving up this light now, and it's being transmuted. And humanity now is going to be taking in more white light energy, and the magic of humanity is going to be increasing. So lots of great things happening over the next little while. And, you know, I always talk about, well, my dream time usually during the show. So I'm going to talk about that today and a little bit about parrots, because I talked about them last week, and blue jay and canary and dove, because I've been seeing them. And I've been grounding myself to humanity to do a lot of the work that needs to be done around here. So there's been some shifts in myself, and I've been taking on, it's not so much empathy, it's actually feeling what humanity experiences and goes through. And this is manifesting in my life around me. So I always talk about how my dreams can be strange, but sometimes my life itself can be almost like a dream state. So there's no demarcation between the two states. I guess that's what I'm trying to say to you. And I'm going to talk about resonances of different plants, because plants pick up the resonance and the light from the sun. And I'm also, you know, I was going to talk about some flow and a lake I was at, and spring water and flow, you know, it's changing. And water always changes the way things look. And water is always in a perpetual state, which is actually the, you know, the actual state of man. You know, people don't like to change, but you know, things always are changing, and that's the only real true test is of time and space, actually. So frequency of the sunlight is changing. I noticed that on Sunday. I was watching the sun come up, and I felt it, and it was shifting and pulsating. And so the, you know, the earth is also shifting in light frequency, and so is humanity. So whatever happens in the macrocosm happens in the microcosm. It doesn't mean that the light is going out. It's just a new kind of shine, I'd like to say. So there was a movie that came out in 2011 called Sunshine, and it's actually about the future and how they're worried about the sun because it seems like it's dying off. And so these astronauts go to reignite the dying sun, but they find out that it actually, it's just things are changing. So I try to give movies and TV shows that kind of correspond to some of the stuff I talk about. So, it was directed by Danny Boyle, and the writer was Alex Garland, and the stars was Cillian Murphy, Rose Byrne, Chris Evans, and there's a lot of crew in this movie, and it's actually, I have not seen it, but I've seen some clips of it, but it looks pretty interesting, and it's just what happens, when there's a shift and humanity wants to, do something about it, but maybe, humanity doesn't have to do anything about it because things change for a reason. And I guess that's why I was talking about change. And another thing I was going to talk about a little bit, but I'm trying to find it right now. It's just, it's just a little bit about full consciousness is the natural state of humanity and total connection to God or to Source, whatever you want to call it. So that is a natural state. It's just, and we've never left this state. It's just distorted, and humanity became sleepy. So they weren't aware of it, but now humanity is becoming more aware and waking up. So that's important. And, things never stay static. They change all the time. There's different phases. And right now we're going through a convergence where a whole bunch of different times and spaces are converging and becoming one. And, at the beginning of the show, I always say, hello, everyone. So I consider humanity as one and the connection to Source. Everyone is one. So I have been saying that. And also I just wanted to mention, too, over the next few days, and including July 18th, it's so important to have peace within because this is the peace shift, that we've heard so much about. And humanity is going to be shifting so much. But in order to shift what they have outside of themselves, they have to have that peace within. So, the 18th is the day that a lot is going to be shifting in that regard, with humanity having released so much karma. And, I do talk about, occasionally about the dark energy, but I'm trying not to focus anywhere on that. There have been people that I've done work with, and I'm being told that humanity has to do it on their own. Because when they do it on their own, there is more energy, more frequency in it because it's part of their journey. So if I went and healed somebody and totally opened them up to something and totally healed them, they may go back and do the things that they were doing before that were negative. And I have done that, and it's happened. So the best thing to do is just let things happen as they may. I was talking about natural states and lakes and springs. And I went to a lake this weekend on Sunday. And that's after I saw this wonderful pulsating frequency of the sun changing and felt myself changing too. And I went to this area of Ontario that's it's near Dorset and towards Huntsville. And it's the area I went in. There's no town for at least 30 to 40 minutes. So you're really, really out in the wilderness. And there's cottages and different things out there, but they're not that close together. And I was out in a boat at one point, and I noticed the pulsating of the lake, the real natural flow state of the lake. And I could feel underground lakes and waterways and springs going into the other lakes. And the certain area that I was near was called Lake of Bays. So there are a lot of bays and a lot of areas that are protected, you know, in the water. But it was there was a lot of pulsating, I felt, and energy in that area. And it was really funny. At one point, I was visiting some friends, and we were sitting on the dock or the deck near the dock. And all of a sudden, we heard like something, like a woman yelling or screaming, and all of us were like startled, and we were concerned, right? Then we saw birds, like hawks, flying above us, and it actually sounded like a voice. So, you know, I've heard, I'm going to talk about blue jays today, but I've, you know, heard about certain birds and parrots and these types of birds that talk. And, you know, they actually can mimic human speech. But we were actually hearing hawks in this really deserted area of Ontario that were actually had speech. So it was, you know, really, really different. And then at one point, I was sitting on the dock, and it was, I guess, towards sunset, and somebody looked at me and said, "Your skin's such glowing and so luminous." And I said, well, all I did was say thank you. But, you know, I know it's because, you know, I am resonating at that, you know, frequency, higher frequency, and it's showing up physically on me even more now. And, you know, I had the experience this weekend also of feeling, like I said, humanity. And even prior to that, humanity is giving off a lot of karma. And some of people are giving it off easily, but some are having trouble with it. And the thing is, it's really important to open up to this and release the pain body. And, you know, I know that there are less endorphins now in humanity, so they have to face their pain. So many people are feeling pain in their spine and pain in different parts of their body. It's because we're not covering it up with endorphins and our natural painkillers. This has been done by Source to help humanity wake up. And I'd like to talk about certain frequencies of certain plants that help and are helping with humanity's awakening. So this white light and magic is opening up to humanity. That's pretty exciting. And I've been talking a lot about that. One of the things I'd like to talk about is, and we've just gone by the 11-11, and then 11-12 and 11-13. So those are pretty powerful points of time right now. Artesian wells. And, you know, a lot of people are getting reverse osmosis water, drinking bottled water. But these waters are very acidic, and we've talked about things in neutrality and balancing things right now because we're in a balancing and rebuilding state, and there's been a lot of release. So, you know, in artesian wells, there's a bouncing of the positive and negative ions and a balancing of the water and neutrality. And it's the most vital water on the planet. So even with machines and, you know, people doing things with machines, and it does help. And so if you have access to water that's been made alkaline, more alkaline, and read up on it if you're going to be buying one of those machines, because I know a lot of people have actually been getting their water from spring water and artesian wells that they check to make sure they're not polluted. Because there's, you know, when this happens, that positive and negative ions bouncing on each other, it actually holds the minerals and the vital nutrients in the water so the body can absorb them. And, you know, that's what people used to drink at one time. And, you know, in the mountains where these glaciers have been in the water melts. You know, people that live in high mountainous areas that have been drinking that water, that really has a lot of oxygen in it. And people that live in high mountain areas have more red blood cells, so they can get more blood, you know, oxygen in their blood. So they seem to be able to function very well in those higher altitudes, but it also helps the fact that they're drinking this really vital water. So, you know, I've done divining for water, and I can tell if the water is really vital. And, you know, so I was at this lake, and I was feeling the water pulsating. And I have never experienced a lake like that. There was so much vitality, and it was incredible. So, you know, there's a whole system of water that, you know, people don't usually think about all the time. You know, underground rivers, water coming up from really deep parts of the earth. You know, the earth is alive, and water is part of that. And so these artesian wells are really vital right now. And because the earth is changing, and the energy of the sun and the earth and the whole cosmos is changing, water, as I've talked about before, is the vitalization of the water is also changing. So water is going to be more vital. So if you're taking in, you know, acidic water or reverse osmosis water, think about it. Think about what you're taking in your body. And, you know, because humanity is expanding and their DNA is expanding, it's really important to get vital water and things into your system. And vitality is also a state of mind, and it's a shift. I was hearing from Carol that, you know, some people were saying to her, and they've been saying to me too, that they've gotten heavy. Well, part of grounding yourself and connecting to the earth is, you know, a bit of expansion. But if you focus on that, you know, and think you're getting heavy, you will actually make yourself get heavy. So think of yourself as being light, even though if you weigh yourself, your body weight may be heavier because, you know, in this shift, there's an expansion. So it appears like your mass is actually heavier, but, you know, you'll fit into your same clothes, even though you appear to weigh heavier. And that's happened to me. So just be aware of that. And, you know, no manifestation, you know, the laws of abundance. If you're thinking about something all the time, you're going to bring it to yourself. So if you're thinking of yourself being heavy, don't. Think of yourself as being slender and wonderful and healthy, and you will bring those things to yourself because, you know, humanity are magi and manifestors. And, you know, like I said, the vitality of the sun is changing and the light frequencies are changing. And I've talked about that on many shows. So if, you know, if you've been listening, you would know that, of course. But, you know, please go back into the archives and read about, you know, blue light, red light, and white light that I've been talking about, and dark light, too. You know, I noticed, too, that twilight, which is, you know, dawn and dusk, is, you know, lasting longer. And this was the original, when creation first began, twilight was what existed. So it's the original creation. And it's the original state of light. And that, you know, that's why I talked about the movie Shine. Because, you know, sunlight has a lot to do with vibrational frequencies. And, you know, I've been talking about, you know, Jacob's ladder and how I was seeing the number 62 and then 63. Because there is a step where the key to climbing Jacob's ladder and expanding and going through the ascension process occurs. But, you know, I also came to know that the frequency of humanity is in a healthy state from 62 to 68 hertz. And when human cells drop below the frequency of 62, and there's that number again, 62, then the vitality is affected. So, you know, people with diseases and cancer and that sort of thing, are in the 50s and in the 40s. And when death comes near, the frequency actually goes below 20. So, you know, frequency, you know, it shows up everywhere. It's in light. It's in the vitalization. You know, olives have a really high frequency. And lavender and peppermint. There's different things, you know. And I've talked about morning glory, and I want to talk a little bit maybe about, you know, the essential oils and different types of plants. And, you know, what the tune and what the frequency of these things would be, you know, for the natural state of healing and that sort of thing. So I'll just touch on it a little bit because, you know, I don't want to get into it too heavily. But, you know, all the plants that are very therapeutic, especially in the oils, the hertz are all over 52. So, and I think rose is the highest, you know, like rose essential oil, and lavender is really, really high. And, you know, so these things, you know, peppermint I think is 78. So it's really, you know, people have used these in therapeutic massage and in healing. So I'll touch a little bit on that. You know, peppermint, I kept getting this song, you know, the song by Strawberry Alarm Clock, Good Sense, Innocence, Crippling Kind. It's called Incense and Peppermints. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Oak agent, spites, sweats, and blushes your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time. You know, like this T-H-Y-M-E. Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose. Incense and peppermint, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, look your eyes around. Look at yourself, look at yourself. Yeah, look. Look at yourself. So, you know, they're talking about, you know, other things that kind of stimulate and open up the human mind. Peppermint is actually a stimulant, and people have used it in, you know, meditation, and massage, and all sorts of things. And so, you know, this song, Tune Abide by the Cockeyed World in Two. So they're talking about, you know, like, look at it and see what's really going on here. Throw your pride to one side. It's the least you can do. Beat Nixon politics. Nothing is new. You know, this is written in the, I think, the late 60s, nothing is new. Yardsticks for lunatics, one point of view. Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose. You know, so, you know, even back during that time, you know, they were using peppermint, probably to hide the smell of pot, but anyway, you know, it's probably true. But, you know, pot actually doesn't have a high resonance. I should mention that here. And it actually makes holes in the etheric field. But peppermint is pretty high. It soothes digestion and also restores digestive efficiency. And it, you know, supports the liver and the respiratory system. So it opens things up. It really kind of, like I said, jars things open. So the frequency of peppermint is actually the frequency of awakening, and it's improving taste and smell when inhaled, and it also improves concentration and mental sharpness. So, you know, when people chew gum, you know, I'm not saying to chew sugarless gum, and you know, anything with peppermint, like sucking on a peppermint candy, people do that to help their stomachs, and they also to help digest after a meal. And it actually helps the brain be satisfied. It triggers a sensation of fullness after a meal. So if you do take peppermint and have peppermint tea, or have a peppermint now and again, it'll actually help you with your appetite. So it enhances the flavor of food and water. You know, it's
used in recipes and different things. You know, they also use peppermint sometimes and lemonade. It helps to reduce inflammation. And the menthol and creates a cooling effect. So, you know, peppermint foot lotion, people use that. They put it on their body. It actually, on a hot day, it actually has a cooling effect. So, you know, if you're having a mint julep with peppermint or whatever, those things really help. And anyway, I thought I'd just mention about, you know, peppermint. And lavender is also a really good essential oil. And, you know, it has antibacterial effects. And it's a really high resonance. It only exists in this cosmos, so it repels a lot of, beings from the other cosmos and other dimensions. You know, it can be a deterrent for them. So if you put lavender on yourself, it deters, that sort of thing. You know, beings and stuff like that you don't want to have contact with, just put a little bit of that on it. Also, lavender, used sometimes, it repels insects. And, you know, I have a little garden out in my front yard, and this bunny rabbit goes at it all the time, and I put a little bit of lavender in it. And the bunny doesn't like lavender, so it's one of those plants that... So I'm just talking about all this kind of from memory, so I don't have anything written down. So if you want to do more research, there's tons more about, you know, lavender and peppermint. But, you know, just know that lavender is vibrating at a really high frequency, and peppermint pretty much is too. And, you know, rose is another good one. Rose hips are really high in vitamin C. I don't know if people know that. So it's one of the things, you know, people eat rose hip jelly, and they use rose water in perfumes and different things. It's really soothing and calming. So, that's really important. And I was talking last week about a dream that I had, and you know the resonance of light and green light is something that I want to talk about a little bit more. And I'm looking for something on the parrot, and I found it. And this is in the book Animals Speak: The Magic or the Spiritual and Magical Powers of Creatures, Great and Small, by Ted Andrews, and I'm on page 181. The parrot, the keynote sunshine and color healing, cycle of power year-round. The parrot is a bird of the sun. Its bright color and sunshine aspect are what give it its magic. Its feathers can be used in prayer sticks for healing rites and to invoke the energy of the sun any time of the year. And, you know, the parrot has a lot of green in it besides the other colors. And this is a really important color, and I'll get to that. In the Pueblo tradition, it is a bird associating with the gathering of the salt. The places where salt were found were considered a gift of the sun. Since the parrot was to the Pueblo a bird of the sun, there is a correspondence. Parrots come in a variety of colors. Anyone with a parrot as a totem should do some study of colors and their effects. The parrot is a wonderful teacher, the powerful of light and colors. Some parrots have been taught to mimic humans. And there, I've been talking about that for the last couple weeks about, you know, birds that mimic humans, and that's one of them. And I had a dream last week about a bird that was half budgie and half canary. Half budgie and half canary, and then it became a budgie and a parrot. Then the parrot somehow morphed into something else. But anyway, these birds mimic humans. And because of this ability, the parrot has been considered a link between the animal kingdom and the bird kingdom. So this is really important, and I was seeing that in my dream last week. Parrots, in a sense, should be likened to ambassadors, diplomats, and interpreters for the bird realm. So they're actually trying to help us communicate with the magic in the birds and been giving that to humanity, because
the white light magic has been stored in the birds, in certain birds. And that is being released to humanity right now. And I've been seeing that. They have a magic that will enable you to understand others more effectively. They can help you awaken a sense of diplomacy. So if you have a bird, like a parrot, as your totem, basically it's helping you being able to communicate and open up to other people. And that's really important right now. And, you know, if you're seeing a parrot in your dreams, or if you go somewhere and a parrot's there, you know, just be aware of that. I was somewhere the other, was a few months back, and somebody had a parrot on their shoulder. So you never know, even though we live in a northern climate, you may go into a mall and there may be a setup of birds, you know, and just be aware that, you know, we resonate with frequencies at times, and we manifest things on the outside that are giving us messages, and animals are extensions of humanity. So I talk about that on the show all the time. And I saw a bluebird the other day, and apparently they're getting more rare to see. And the keynote is modesty, unassuming confidence, and happiness. And this is on page 120 of the same book, Animals Speak. The bluebird is a native bird of North America. Although once common, they are now quite rare. This often is a reminder that we're born to happiness and fulfillment, but sometimes we get so lost and wrapped up in everyday events of our lives that our happiness and fulfillment seem rare. When bluebirds show up as a totem, it should first of all remind you to take time to enjoy yourself. Bluebirds are part of the thrush family, and you may wish to read about thrushes to learn about the bluebird. The males are entirely blue, while the females are only blue on the wings. Occasionally, there will be some warm reddish tones in the chest as well. Pay attention to the colors and where they're located. These will provide some insight. To the Cherokees, blue is the color of the north, while in many magical traditions, it is the color of the east. The edges of many Jewish prayer shawls often have the color of blue. Blue is associated with the throat chakra and creative expression. And I've been talking about the diamond children having the throat chakra opening up to them. So, you know, we were just talking about the parrot and the power of speech. Well, blue is associated with that in part. Blue is symbolic, so ask yourself what blue means to you personally. The idea of a bluebird being symbolic of happiness is fairly recent. This concept, you know, you heard of blue bird of happiness. It's developed more this century than any other time. As far as I have been able to discover, the bluebird did not play any major role in any myths or tales. But, you know, this is what he wrote. So if there's anyone out there that's listening, because I know a lot of indigenous people listen to this show, if you know anything or had any tales about bluebirds, you know, keep that in mind and write me a letter or call in. And the number is area code 646-200-4169. Now, I'll finish this anyway. The bird has a plaintive song and a modest, assuming appearance. The shoulders are hunched up when perched, giving an impression as if ready to dive. This can be symbolic of the need to work hard and play hard. Are you trying to shoulder too much responsibility? To the Pueblo, bluebirds are considered winter birds because they descend to the lowlands with the snow and the cold during the season. So, that, you know, they come from, you know, probably from North America. This tradition from winter to summer is dramatic. In the area of the western home of the Pueblo, it is a transition from coldness to the summer heat. This symbolic of a passage of time of movement into another level of being. So right now, humanity is shifting. They're going through a big karmic phase. They're releasing a lot of that dark energy they've taken in. So it's you know, symbolic of change, of movement to another level of being. And that's what humanity is going through. Specifically, it is connected to the transformation of a girl into a woman, and thus the bluebird also sometimes is connected to puberty rites. This, of course, has connection to human fertility and new confidence and happiness coming into your own. Other Pueblo rites revolve around the use of bluebird feathers as prayer sticks. They're considered beneficial for snow and ice and for bringing the summer rainy season. There are also rites in the Pueblo tradition that tie them to the fertility of the land.
Bluebirds are gentle and aggressive. They do not push or bully other birds, but they are scrappy when threatened. They've been known to put to flight blue jays and jays and even larger birds. So they're protective. Their homes usually have an entrance facing south, the direction for awakening the inner child. So if you have a bluebird for a totem like I do, you really have your inner child awakening. If the bluebird has come into your life, look for opportunities to touch the joyful and intrinsic native aspects of yourself that you may have lost in touch with. And then, you know, I have a blue jay that I have around here, and he flies by my head a lot. So I'll talk about that too, the proper use of power. That's the keynote. And this is on 121 of Animal Speak, just right after the bluebird. The blue jay has long been thought of as a bully and a robber, and although it can have those tendencies, it has other qualities that make it stand out positively. For those to whom the jay comes as a totem, it can reflect lessons in using your own power properly. It can also reflect lessons in not allowing yourself to be placed in a position in which power is misused against you. The word jay comes from the Latin gaia or gay, which is association to Mother Earth. So there's a Mother Earth association. In Greek mythology, the union of the Mother Earth and the Father Heaven, Uranus, resulted in the first creatures who made the appearance of life. This reflects much about the intrinsic power associated with the jay as ability to link the heavens and earth. So that's really amazing. So if you have this as a totem, you know, you're able to connect with heaven and earth and are multidimensional, like I am, to assist for greater power. So you're going more into your own power. Black and white markings found on the blue wings also reflect the same ability. The blue separates the heavens and the white and the earth black. This is a totem that can move between both and tap the primal energies at either level. The jay is aware of this innate ability and is reflected in its blue crest, the higher knowledge that can be used. The main problem will be dabbling in both worlds. So, you know, you have to become a master with both. So it's a juggling act. And that's what my main task here is, balancing. So you have a tremendous amount of ability, but you have to focus it, and not dabble. You have to really go in there full force because, you know, it's going to take a lot of work to do that. So to wear the crown of true mastership requires dedication, responsibility, and committed development in all things physical and spiritual. The blue jay is a reminder to follow through on all things, not to start something and then leave it dangling. And it reflects a time of greater resourcefulness and adaptability is about to fold, and which is happening. So, you know, humanity is seeing that part of themselves, that resourcefulness, that magic part of themselves, and they're allowing it to happen and develop. So, you know, the jay doesn't usually migrate. It stays around all winter. So look for ample time to develop and use your energies to access new levels. And, you know, the blue jay is a member of the crow family. Most crows have no fear. So crows and jays will gang up to harass and drive off owls and hawks. And it's fearless. And it will help you connect with the deepest mysteries of the earth and the greatest of the heavens. It's also a mimic with a sharp eye and a voice. And it has a wonderful knack for imitating red-shouldered hawks. So old-time naturalists were convinced the blue jay derived pleasure from this activity, so it's having fun. As with all members of this family, the sense of seeking pleasure, often with the expense of others, can reflect them in balance. So just be aware of that and try not to do that. Blue jays have a tremendous ability for survival with the least amount of effort, and they have a great talent, but the talent must be developed and utilized. If a jay has flown into your life, it indicates you're moving into a time when you begin to develop innate royalty that is within you, or simply be a pretender to the throne. Depends on you. So do you want to be a pretender or to be the one on the throne? I guess, you know, we all have to make that decision. I'd rather be the one in control. So, you know, as I was saying, I've been helping, I've been grounding myself to help humanity and to bring the frequencies here. But, you know, humanity has to take these frequencies in themselves and take responsibility. So, you know, this blue jay is reflecting that. And, you know, I think I was talking about the sun and the frequency of the sun. And, you know, all life in the universe
actually comes forth from that point of creation, from source, from God. And, you know, even though the sun is life, there is a life within us, the inner sun. And, you know, draw that energy from within yourself, not trying to draw energy from other people. Or, you know, I've been talking about people looking at other people and being envious. Don't look at other people that way. Look at them as part of that source and that part. And you have things that are really important to you. So you should be focusing and balancing your life right now and not, you know, thinking about, well, you know, it's totally up to you whether you think about them or not, but focus on what can help you shift and make things easier for you. You know, like I was saying before, people were, you know, we've been worrying about their weight. You know, don't be focusing on the outside of yourself, focus on the inside and flowing and thinking wonderful thoughts and being blissful, and you'll be who you should be. And I know people that, you know, have done a lot of karmic clearing and exist that way, and they lose weight. You know, things just seem to happen. So, you know, it's all in the frequency of the energy too. Once that frequency changes, you know, we can use the frequency of plants to help us. And, you know, there's also Bach flower remedies that have resonances of flowers in them that help. You know, there's some of them that help with anxiety and different things. You know, mankind has been taking pills to so they don't have to deal with things, but now is the time to look at things and face them and release them. You know, I was talking about the color of green. It's green is the color of growth. The color of resonance, you know, emeralds, the energy of green light and emeralds. And I'm just going to see if I can find something that I had about emeralds, because I didn't keep that. But, you know, this thing keeps doing some strange stuff. My every time frequency of emerald energy, I found it. Let me see. Okay, I think I found it. Yeah, here it is. There's an article. It's called The Effects of Emerald Gemstone. www.ehow.com/info8429979. Effects Emerald Gemstone .html. It's called Ehow Health and the Effects of Emerald Gemstone. In crystal healing, emerald affects energy flow through the meridians of the body. All crystals stimulate chakra activity and electrical nerve impulses, which activate the hormonal glands and the metabolic action of the cells, tissues, and organs. And emerald's electromagnetic frequency is the most effective in treating areas of the body that share a similar frequency or energy structure. Emeralds are worn as jewelry, carried as tumbler stones, and soaked in water, which is applied eternally, taken internally. I kept seeing things about emeralds yesterday, so I was thinking to myself, you know, I've been getting a lot about frequencies and things. So, and then last week I was talking about color blindness and that chakra point above the right knee that affects color blindness and eyes. Emerald has been used for centuries to treat various eye problems. The ancient Roman emperor Nero used emerald to strengthen his eyesight. Emerald treatments combined with eye exercises have a positive effect on vision problems, squinting, and tired eyes. Emeralds stimulate optic nerve function while toning and relaxing the eye muscular. When the crystals are placed on the affected eye and the mouth, emerald can also clear up conjunctivitis that occurs with infected airways. And if you drink 200 ml of gem water in small sips throughout the day, it's supposed to help too. And emeralds reduce inflammatory response to glaucoma, cataracts, blurred vision, and poor vision.
simultaneously place tumbled emerald rocks or stone crystals on the eyes and on the abdomen over the area where the liver is located for treatment of eye inflammation. So, you know, it also, they use emeralds to balance the energies of the heart chakra. So they unify couples and balance unconditional love and relationships and strengthens, you know, friendships. So it's all, you know, really positive stuff. So when I, you know, you can also take the frequency of emeralds like I do, you know, feel the frequency of an emerald and then take that frequency in yourself and use it when you're healing. And I did that with somebody over the weekend and I got extraordinary results. So, but I was thinking of the green light of emerald, right? So I've been getting, you know, there's no coincidences, you know, synchronicity and things happening. So I've been getting a lot of stuff about green energy. And, you know, a lot of those birds like budgies and things like that have that green color also. And, you know, just to also to let people know that, you know, things like there's been shifts in energy and so people aren't able to take energy from other people or use black light magic anymore because there's been a shift in that. So that should really, you know, because so many of humanity have taken in that dark energy and have transmutated the energy. So it's changed. You know, and the black or the white light magic is becoming balanced with it. So, but the white light magic is being absorbed into humanity and by humanity. So it's, you know, really going in there. And, you know, I've been having visions about France and seeing this white light there. So there are places on the planet that have the original feminine energy that has not been shifted, and it's been held by certain, you know, animals and certain things. But I'm really feeling that energy lately too. And you know, the difference between I'm getting back to the water again. You know, good frequencies and stuff like that. When you have that artesian well water or, you know, naturally fed lakes and springs and things like that, you can really feel, you know, the vitality and the magic in the water. And the way the water shines even looks different. So, you know, that's why I'm seeing, you know, the white light is really magnified in these areas where the, you know, the masculine energy is being balanced. And in Russia, the gateways, the trees are opening up and the feminine energy is being balanced. So all these different energies, you know, I've talked about them repeatedly in all the shows. There's a balancing period right now. So, you know, humanity is accessing that, you know, that gateway, that Jacob Ladder gateway I was telling you about, 62, that opens them up to ascension. So there was a distortion in, you know, duality and polarity in 3D, but now this is shifting and humanity is able to draw energy from within. And, you know, people are able to draw energy within. And all you have to do is get yourself at a high frequency, meditate, go out in nature, and, you know, it opens up to you, and the upper heart opens, and the crown chakra opens, and the connection to source opens, and, you know, things naturally and information will come to you. And, you know, you will feel like you're open to change and to flow, and, you know, I noticed, you know, in different pictures I look different. It's just because I'm living in a higher frequency state, so there is a shift and a change and a flow. So, You know, and it's, I'm seeing that white light around me, you know, the dragonfly and the luminous insects that have light up around me, and white butterflies come to the windows. So those, you know, those are really indicative that this white light energy is really opening up to humanity. And, you know, it's, and how you see things and how you perceive things start to shift too. So it will be easy for you to open up to the fact that you can manifest and, you know, things like that. And when we balance our masculine, feminine, and our white light and different things, we're going into a frequency of androgyny, and it's just balance. And that, you know, this balance takes us out of duality into the higher frequencies. So, you know, there's a lot of changes and a lot of things going on. And, you know, my dreams have been pretty interesting lately too, but I, you know, I have so many of them. I could go on and on and on and what they mean. Something really interesting happened to me yesterday morning. I had a dream where this lady in an apartment building puts this baby on the stairs, but there's no crack in the stairs. But I'm thinking to myself, why did she do that? And then all of a sudden there's a crack happens and the baby falls down the crack, and I grab the baby's arm just before the baby goes through the, you know, this crack in the stairs, and the mother's below and she's laughing. And so there will be confusion with humanity. That's what I took it to mean. But I was out yesterday doing some things, and I was coming back on the bus, and I went to the grocery store, and I was in the produce section of the store, and I looked, and then there was this cute little baby, like a little crystal baby. And it was sitting, I thought to myself, that's strange. But, you know, I'm not supposed to interfere. So this baby looked about 6 months old, was sitting on the cart, you know, with the little slots for the legs to go through. And, you know, the mother all of a sudden just left the baby. I had walked by, and I went back because I turned to look, and I saw the baby getting up. You know, 6 month-old babies can be surprising sometimes. And I grabbed the baby by the left arm, like I did in the dream. So I actually had a premonition dream. And so, you know, there are no cracks, but, you know, cracks have to form for things to shift. So the earth, you know, is getting more cracks. Humanity is getting cracks and opening up. But, you know, we're not supposed to interfere with what's going on with humanity, but there is some confusion. But I think when it comes to, you know, little babies and stuff like that, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm going to go and help the baby out. So, and, you know, that's a baby, an ascended master baby. So, you know, I've talked about a lot of things today, and I know, you know, people have been focused in this 3D reality on, you know, visual and what you look like on the outside. And, you know, maybe people have been manifesting themselves into looking what they want to look like and stuff like that. But, you know, people have been getting, not liking what they look like and getting nose jobs and different things. But one of the things I want to talk about, people are taking growth hormone to stay young. But one of the things that growth hormone does is your ears and your nose keep growing. So people have been getting nose jobs because they're, but you can't hide the ears, you know. So, you know, there's vitality happening for humanity. Humanity will be living longer. They're going to be healthier. The frequencies of the light from the sun are going to do that. They're going to, and when you go into the higher frequencies, you're healthy. You don't have to worry. You don't have to eat as much food, but you can absorb a lot from really good food. You know, Acidophilus, a friend of mine was having a lot of trouble with her bowels. That is really good for the bowels. That's something that's found in the earth where plants were growing at one time. And now, because they put all these pesticides and different things, that has killed them. So humanity naturally ate food that had Acidophilus. And lactic acid fermentation, you know, and apple cider vinegar, sauerkraut, and vitamins, you know, and were in the ground, in the food, in the vegetables. So it's important that you have vitalized food. Like, that's why organic foods are important. And, you know, the vitality of the water, the vibration of that artesian well water, or water that, you know, is vital, is important too. And, you know, the bacteria that is in the ground in the nitrogen cycle have been around for a while. So, you know, that all that vitality is really important. And, you know, that's why people live near volcanoes, because the soil is vital, because, you know, things have, you know, nutrients in them. And, you know, and even when there's fires, it's actually made, you know, things more vital. So, just keep that in mind, that if everything is taken and vital and whole and balanced and its neutrality, that's important right now. And rebuilding and keeping your vitality and your health, and you won't have to take, you know, all that vitamins and have, you know, have operations and all the other things, because that's important. You know, I haven't been really looking at the chat room here. You know, people are talking about vibrational work. They're extensions of our senses, like crystals and birds. Yeah, everything is an extension of humanity and of Source. So we're extensions of God too. Just remember that vitality is a word that vital. Like, you know, you talk about the vital organs, how the chakras and the energy flows. When you take anything into your body and it maintains that vitality, it's going to shift. Things are really going to shift for you. And when you have that higher frequency in what you take in your body, you don't have to eat a lot. And there's enough food on the planet for everybody to have good food. You know, even though there's I think 7 or 8 billion people right now, you know. And a place like Africa, there should be abundance. And, you know, what I'm going to do is focus on abundance for everyone. And, you know, when you have abundance for yourself and extend it to people around you and work in that way, it's important. So I'm going to end off the show by saying thanks for listening, and join me next week for Fifth Dimensional Living. Take care and much love. And everyone, have a great week. And that green energy that I was talking about, that vital energy, the growth energy, they've noticed the coating around the earth, and it has a green luminous glow, and it's getting bigger. So I believe that humanity is extending that light and has that light around them. And in the etheric body, you know, there's a shift. Well, in the etheric body of the earth, there's a shift too. And that luminous body is really growing around the earth. So it's really growing around humanity. Anyway, take care. Much love. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.fifthdimensionalliving.com.